There's no doubt that working out is a trend, but we want to talk about working out spiritually, the strength and courage that comes in trusting God. The Encouraging Word. You're listening to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and his message, When God Speaks, about strength and courage. As we open the Word of God together today, we'll be headed to the book of Joshua. And as we do so, we want you to know, actually, Dr. Don wants you to know that we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you and for you. You can connect with us on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. A great place to follow Dr. Don on social media, or maybe listen to this message or share it with a friend. Or you can also give us a call at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to connect with you. And now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
We're going to be looking at some of the most unbelievably important things from God's Word as we try to discover what God says to us when He speaks about strength and courage. And I'm going to invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to Joshua in the Old Testament and chapter 1. You want to follow along. There are some remarkable principles here in God's Word that are going to bless you today. And I'm going to have something to say about it. I just want to pass on these blessings to you. I'm going to read to you from Joshua chapter 1 and beginning at verse 1. The Bible says that after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God has given you for your own. Now I'm going to skip over a whole lot of verses. I want to read to you verse 16 and 17. And they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. I began this study in my own heart by asking an important question. When do we most need strength and courage? What occasions present themselves to us? I simply share with you 3 thoughts. Number one, when the news is not good. I should imagine that hardly a week goes by that I do not have the privilege of partnering with somebody who receives bad news. Life is filled with bad news. No matter how much we try to avoid it, run away from it, pretend it's not there, you and I know differently, don't we? Life is filled with bad news. And that's when we become most vulnerable and susceptible. That's when we capitulate. That's when we lose strength and courage, when the news is not good. When your marriage begins to fail. When the D word is mentioned. When your son or your daughter rebel, or maybe get involved in drugs or alcohol. Or perhaps the telephone rings and it's the police department. Perhaps you've just been to the doctor's office and The doctor's given you the news that you absolutely did not want to hear. That diagnosis. You have cancer. You have some disease or sickness. The news is not good. I could list a whole lot of things. You went to the office and your boss called you in and said your work is no longer required. You suddenly find yourself without a job. You have to go back and tell your family about it. We could go on. When do we need strength and courage? When the news is not good. But number two, when the future is not bright. Now, folks, we are a future-minded people. We can't help it. I can't help it. I'm going to the beach. I cannot wait to do this. Next week, we're going to do that. We're going to go on vacation here. We're going to do this activity. We are a future-oriented people. When do we need strength and courage? When the news is not good, when the future is not bright. And then number three, when the journey is not pleasant. I want you to take a poll of yourself today and ask yourself whether or not you enjoy going through a broken marriage. I want you to go to a parent today and say, you know, do you enjoy the fact that your son is so rebellious? Don't you just love all the tension in your home? Maybe you've received the worst news. Your husband died, your wife, your best friend. The journey is not pleasant. You've been diagnosed with that sickness. The doctors made it very clear. Radiation, therapy, treatment. Take these tablets. Now, I know they're going to make you feel ill, but we believe they're going to work. It's one thing to take a tablet. It's another thing to experience the journey. So, friends, there are so many times that you and I know that we need strength and we need courage. We are a vulnerable people. God had something special to say to Joshua. And I want to share these things with you today. I want you to note some things and write them in the annals of your heart today. God's going to bless you. When God speaks about strength and courage, first of all, He gives a personal word. I want you to notice something here in verse 1. When this happened, the Bible tells us that God Himself had a conversation with Joshua himself. When I was just a boy growing up, we used to sing a wonderful chorus. I hear it every now and again about how great is God. And we would sing, the chorus would go something like this. He rules this mighty universe, and yet He is so small that He dwells within my heart. Do you know one of the distinguishing features, facts of being a believer in Jesus Christ is that when I accept Him into my heart and life, He is my personal Savior. I have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when God speaks to me and to you concerning the matter of strength and courage, He gives a personal word. Now, how does He do this? Well, oftentimes through circumstances. God allows things to happen. Some of you today, even before you began to worship, something happened. It was a circumstance, perhaps too numerous for me to try and mention or give you illustrations. The circumstances of life, even the strange circumstances of life, like having a fender bender, or stubbing your toe on the sidewalk, or running out of gas somewhere, and someone comes and helps you. Like God has just sent a guardian angel to give you a special word. Or maybe you took a wrong turn when you were going for your treatment at the hospital and you went down the right corridor instead of the left corridor. But when you did, you ran into the right person. And had you not taken the wrong corridor, you would not have run into that person. God speaks to you personally through circumstances. Often, He speaks to us through friends and family. I don't know where we would be without our friends and family, do you? Isn't it amazing how sometimes our husband, a wife, a son, daughter, close friend just says the right thing at the right time in the right place and have no idea that what they did was say the right thing. On Friday, I had a meeting with some friends of mine. I'm telling you, they have no idea how much they blessed me by some of the things that they said. The bottom line, they fortified me, gave me strength and courage for the journey. How does He speak to us personally? Often through the church. That's why it's wonderful to be in God's house. Churches like this all across America, all around the world meeting. I've been preempted in this message this morning. Happens every Sunday here. Choir sang. Terry Peel and Seth sang. Be strong. Be of good courage. Something, somehow, prayer that was said. Maybe someone shook your hand a little while ago and you just needed a handshake. You know, you would have preferred a hug and a kiss, but you'd settle for a handshake. Especially if she's pretty and sitting right next to you, but she just doesn't get it, does she? But you settled for it, and you know exactly something happened. God spoke to you personally through church. He speaks often through His Word. I just read the Word of God just now. When I was studying this passage, long before I preached on it, God spoke to me. He speaks often through His Spirit. His Spirit which dwells in us. Have you ever had that sense where you just look at somebody and say, I can't explain it to you, but I just know. There's that still, small, but powerful voice of the Lord just speaking to you and ministering to you and blessing your heart. Here's the bottom line. When God speaks to us about strength and courage, He gives us a personal word, doesn't He? Just for you, just for me. Number two, He makes a definitive statement. Now, friends, you've got to listen carefully. This will bless you, I promise you, in major ways. Look at verse 2. When God speaks, when He spoke to Joshua, He began with a definitive statement. What was His definitive statement? Here it is. Moses is dead. Any questions? Now, I'm going to show you something today, my precious friend, because we as human beings struggle with this issue as much as any other issue in the journey of life. And that is making a definitive statement about the circumstance or the circumstances that have caused our lack of strength and courage to begin with. I'm going to invite you, perhaps at some time, to take your Bible, get a piece of paper, and sit down and write a definitive statement about you. My daughter is pregnant. My son is taking drugs. I lost my job. I have no finances. I cannot make my house payment. I am pregnant. My father died. My wife died. She's with Jesus. Write it down. Make a definitive statement. God came into the presence of Moses, sat him down and said in Joshua and said to him, Joshua, here are the facts. Now I want you to show something, folks. I want you to listen. Because we are made the way we are made, it is essential that we come to grips with the definitive condition in which we find ourselves.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back and discover more of that definitive condition in just a moment. But if God is stirring your heart and perhaps you have some questions about the Scripture or questions that you'd like to have someone talk with you or pray with you about as we study the Word together, jot this number down. Dr. Don reminds us that we all need 2 a.m. friends, and even at 2 a.m. you can call 866-899-WORD and find one of us ready to talk or listen or pray. That's 866-899-9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org. Now back to today's message, when God speaks about strength and courage with Dr. Don Wilton.
God came to Joshua and made a definitive statement. I'm going to show you what happened. Why did He do this? Why do we need to do this? Because there will immediately follow all the things that are necessary to give me strength and courage, to make me whole again, to help me to beat this thing, to overcome, to stand up straight again. Now watch this, folks. Look what happened. When you make a definitive statement, first of all, you're putting in yourself in a position for decisions to be made. Decisions must be made. When I am emotionally tied up, this is what happens. Here's this lady, and she loses her husband. She loved her husband, her best friend, and she loved him. They did everything together, and he's gone home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. The pain, the hurt, the loneliness, the separation. Now watch what happens. That pain, which we all have, That loneliness, that grief, that separation prevents us from making decisions. That's why most people who have been hurt or find themselves in a trough or in a valley, the first thing that they struggle with is the ability to make a decision. Now, I can understand that. That is an extraordinarily difficult thing to come to grips with. God came to Joshua, made an announcement. Moses is dead. You see, friends, we're afraid to make statements like that because to us it sounds like we're saying, well, therefore I'm going to forget these people, or therefore I'm going to push this out of my life, or therefore I don't care. God didn't make that statement to the detriment of Moses. In fact, Moses' testimony grew and grew and grew. He became greater and greater and greater. His influence was more and more present and prevalent. He became a mighty man of valor and still is to this day. We're still reading about him in 2006. We're still being encouraged by him and strengthened by him. But in order for God to do what God needed to do with Joshua, he had to begin with a definitive statement. My daughter is pregnant. I do not have a job. My marriage is in serious trouble. I have messed up. I made a mistake. I have been sentenced to prison, whatever it might be. Number one, decisions must be made. Now watch this. Number two, conclusions must be reached. You will never reach a conclusion. Now, what is a conclusion? A conclusion wraps it up. It helps you to put some kind of finality on whatever it is. You'll never reach a conclusion or formulate a conclusion unless a decision is made. And decisions must be made in order for conclusions to be reached so that new goals can be set. Folk, what does pain and hurt do to all of us? Stops us from making decisions. It prevents us from reaching conclusions. It eliminates the setting of new goals. We just capitulate. We stop. We withdraw. And when new goals are established, it is only then that I can go and seek help. I cannot seek help from all the help that is available to me if I haven't made a decision, if I don't have conclusions that I'm pertaining to, if I don't have goals that I'm trying to pertain to. What's the good of me going to get help? I have many people who come and sit down and talk to me, and they are hurting so badly, and they find themselves in such circumstances, and they just cannot make that and accept that definitive statement. They cannot make a decision. They cannot reach a conclusion. They've got new goals, and so when they come for help, they don't even know what they're asking for. And so they'll sit there and go round and round and round and round and round. And you can talk for 100 hours. At the end of it, they'll look at you and they'll say, well, thanks, but I still feel exactly the same. And if help is sought, number five, faith, hope, and trust must be restored. There is a progressive development that God gives to me. Now watch this, folks. What does God have to say when he speaks about strength and courage? He gives us a personal word. He makes a definitive statement. Number three, he includes all affected people. I want you to look at the second part of verse 2. He says, now then, you and all the people. Do you know that the human condition is so affected by what everybody else is affected by that the consideration as to the effects upon other people prevent those who are being affected from being able to overcome what they're being affected by. Now watch this, folks. Go and talk to mothers about this. They know about that. It's one of the most beautiful things in life. I call them concentric circles of concern. Get a piece of paper and draw a circle, put your name in it. And then draw other circles connected into that circle of all the people that are impacted by your life. I know who will be there, your husband, your wife, your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, your best friend. Put all those circles interconnected. So one circle gets affected, You get hurt. You fall through the cracks. You have that diagnosis. You're going through a difficult journey. The reason why you find it difficult to deal with what is happening to you is because you're concerned about the manner with which your pain is going to affect everybody else, because you love your children. Now watch what happens, folks. What does a person do then? Well, you suppress it. You say, well, I'm hurting, but I'm not going to show anybody. Well, I know that this is tough for me, but I'm just going to push it down. Now what happens when you start pushing things down? When you internalize, you become a walking volcano. That's right. Folks, here's what happens. That's where your headaches come from. Your aches and pains. That feeling like you cannot go on anymore. Those inexplicable things. You start to put on all kinds of weight. You feel sluggish. You cannot get out of bed in the morning. You never seem to get a grip on life. Life just gets cloudier and cloudier and cloudier. And ironically, it's coming out of something that is very precious. You're concerned about the way it's going to affect children. You want to protect them. Here's what God says. He says, listen, when I speak to you about strength and encouragement and courage, I'm going to talk to you in a manner that is going to include all affected people. God does not operate in isolation. He loves us that much. He went to Joshua and he said this. He said, now you and all the people, get ready. Watch what God is going to do. Friend, let me tell you something. The greatest thing that you can do today is to take a personal word from God, make a definitive statement about what it is that is causing your problem. Understand and accept that God is going to include all affected people by your circumstance. He is going to help you to take care of those that you care about most of all. And then number four, he affirms the specifics of his promises. Well, you can go right throughout this passage. And he tells us the very details of his promises as he speaks about strength and encouragement. He looks here into the heart of Joshua and he says, listen, here's the boundary here. These are the number of people. I want you there by this time, this place. Why does he do that? Why does he affirm the specifics of his promises? Because number one, he is the God of decision. Number two, he is the God of direction. And number three, he is the God of detail. Now, folks, watch this. When you and I experience pain, what are the three things that suffer most? Number one, the decisions that I have to make. Number two, the direction that I need to go. And number three, the details of my journey. You listening? Who is God? When God gives to us His specific promises, He reminds us that He's the God of decision. He reminds us that He's the God of direction. He said, listen, in all your ways acknowledge me and I will, you got it, direct your paths. He's the God of detail. You say, listen, you're talking about micromanaging? God micromanages you and me. By the way, did you know that you were micromade? You and I are fearfully and wonderfully made. God put every intricate detail into the human body personally. He made us exactly as we are. But then number five, He requires a response. When God speaks to us concerning strength and courage, He requires a response. Verse 16 and 17 are so clear. This is the clarion call of Christian discipleship. I want you to know, my friends, that God does not accept anything less than wholehearted acceptance and obedience. He shows us Himself. He reveals His word. He says, what are you going to do with it? Don't just be hearers of the word, doers of the word. Now watch this. In 2 minutes flat, I'm going to give you the five actions required for strength and courage. Action number one, preparation. God said to Joshua, get ready. Friends, very few things in life come without preparation. Number two, claim in verse 6. God's word talks about inheritance. Do you know that because God loves us and because Jesus Christ died for us upon the cross, he has given to us an inheritance, an unbelievable inheritance. God has made available to us all that is necessary to have strength and courage for the journey. Claim it. Action number 3. Remember from verse 6 and following. Remember what God has done. Don't forget. Take a look back and see what God has done. Number 4, uphold. The Bible says, uphold the law of God. Take hold of it and uphold it. And then number 5, I love this one. Fifth action, digest. The Bible says in verse 8, do not let this book of law depart from you. In fact, digest it. Here's what he tells us at a time of worship like this. Take the word of God, swallow it, and let it digest. Let it filter down into every corner, every fabric of your human being, and become a God-driven person. And when you do that, you will find strength and courage that you never knew existed.
What a powerful message. Are we that kind of God-driven person that we know we need to be? If you're like me, none of us are, and none of us are as strong as we'd like to be in our faith, but we can take decisions every single day to renew our faith and renew our commitment to Him. And that's true if you already belong to Jesus Christ, and we'd love to pray with you about that next step. But if you haven't given your heart to Jesus yet, let this be that day. Before we get away, closing thoughts from Dr. Don.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name, my friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If you just prayed that prayer with Dr. Don, welcome to the family of God. Maybe it's the first time, or maybe you're rededicating your life. Either way, we have wonderful resources to put in your hands. Just call and ask for them at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd like to, connect with us online. Our website, tewonline.org, has a wonderful set of resources that can help you grow.
Do you know someone that could use some encouragement? We're here to help. Visit our online web store at tewonline.org. It's like having a Christian bookstore at your fingertips 24 hours a day. You will find sermon messages, books, and outreach cards. Let us take care of the shipping and help you send a word of hope today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Time's gone for today, but the same time tomorrow, Dr. Don's diving into a message about defying the odds. Oh, does it seem like at times that the odds are stacked against us? When God is on your side, there's no way for that to be true. God is more powerful than anything we face. Until then, let's stay connected online at tewonline.org or on this phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.